Chapter 1. The Door. Mr. Utterson was a lawyer, a good lawyer. Like all good lawyers, he preferred listening to speaking, and he didn't smile very much. He lived alone. He enjoyed food, but he ate very little. He loved the theatre, but he never went to see a play. He was tall, thin, and really quite boring. His friends often invited him to dinner, and after a good meal, he sometimes talked a little. After a very good dinner, he sometimes smiled. Everyone trusted him, and it was strange, but everyone loved him. Mr. Utterson was really a very kind man. He lived a very quiet life, but he tried to understand people who lived in a different way. He knew that some people did bad things, but he still wanted to be their friend. Sometimes he was the person's last friend. "Everyone is different," he often said. When people came to his office, they weren't afraid. They could talk to him. It probably wasn't difficult for Mr. Utterson to be kind. He didn't say very much, anyway. His friends were sometimes like him, but not always. They were lawyers and doctors, or sometimes they were from his family. Mr. Richard Enfield was one of Mr. Utterson's friends. He was a cousin, or a cousin of a cousin. Mr. Enfield was quite different from his friend. He enjoyed the theatre, so he often went to the theatre. He loved food, so he often ate a lot. No one could really understand why they were friends. Mr. Utterson and Mr. Enfield went for a walk together every Sunday. People who met them on their Sunday walks often laughed about them. "They look so unhappy," they said. "What do they talk about?" people also said. For Mr. Utterson and Mr. Enfield, their Sunday walk was the most important moment of the week. One Sunday, the two men were walking through London as usual. The street was quiet on Sundays, but it was always noisy and busy on a weekday. It was quite a rich area of the capital, and it was clear that the people from the area wanted to be even richer. The shops were very beautiful, with a lot of lovely things in the windows. Even on a Sunday, when it was quieter, it was clear that the street was different from the other streets in the area. The shops and houses were clean, and the doors were painted. Near the end of the street, on the left, there was an entrance to a garden. The building on the left of the garden was different from all the others in the street. It was dark. It had two floors, but no windows. There was a door, but there was no paint on the door. There was no window in the door. There was no colour. It was clear that children played there. There were children's drawings on the door and around it. It was also clear that no one ever cleaned the door. Mr. Enfield and Mr. Utterson were walking past this door on the opposite side of the street when Mr. Enfield lifted his stick.
"Look at that door," he said.
"Why?" said his cousin.
"I have a very strange story about that door."
"Really?" said Mr. Utterson, interested. "What?"
"Well," said Mr. Enfield, "it was like this. I was coming home from a dinner one night. It was a cold, black winter's night. Well, it wasn't really night. It was about 3 o'clock in the morning."
He stopped talking. He waited, but there was no answer from Mr. Utterson, so he said,
"There weren't many people outside. All the good people in London were sleeping. I couldn't see anything except streetlights, street after street of streetlights. I was a little afraid, so I began to listen. I listened carefully. I hoped to see a police officer. I was just here.
Mr. Enfield pointed at the corner of two streets with his stick. One street was large, and the other was little.
Then I heard something.
Was someone running?
Were there two people?
I heard them first, and then I saw them. A little girl was running along that street. He pointed his stick at the little street.
She was running along there. She couldn't see him, but a man was walking along the larger street. He was walking very quickly, and he didn't know the girl was there. They met at the corner, where the little girl ran into the man. She was a very little girl, 8 or 9 years old, and she fell down. Now, this is the horrible part of my story. The girl was lying on the road and she was crying. The man didn't do anything to help. He just walked over her. He walked on her body and left her there. It was horrible to see. He wasn't like a man. He was more like an animal.
Well, said Mr. Utterson, what could I do? I followed the man. I ran after him. I stopped him and I brought him back to the corner. He was very quiet and came back with me, but then he looked at me. My blood went cold. I didn't like him. In fact, I hated him. By now there were a lot of people at the corner. The child's father and mother were there, and her uncle was there. A doctor was there too. Well, he isn't really a doctor, but he sells medicine. I know him. He's Scottish, and a kind man.
Was the little girl badly hurt? Asked Mr. Utterson.
No, not really. But the doctor was very angry. I think the doctor wanted to kill the man. It was strange. Everyone hated the man. Everyone thought he was evil. We all wanted to kill him. And the women hated him the most. Of course, we couldn't kill him, so we decided that the man had to pay.
But do you know something? The man didn't care. He was cold. He smiled, and his smile was black and evil.
If you want me to pay, I'll pay, he said. How much? £100, we said.
Mr. Enfield stopped for a moment.
£100? Said Mr. Utterson.
Yes, said Mr. Enfield. But I was worried. He didn't have any money with him.
Did the man pay? Asked Mr. Utterson.
Oh, yes, said his cousin.
And where did he go to get the money? He went into that door there, that old door.
Mr. Enfield pointed his stick at the old door again.
He had a key.
Did he pay in cash or did he give you a check? Asked the lawyer, always a very careful man.
He gave us £10 in gold and a check for the other £90.
The name on the check was a very famous name.
I see, said Mr. Utterson.
It's a strange story, isn't it? A man doesn't usually go into another man's house and come out with a check for £90.
No, no, answered Mr. Utterson.
Did the little girl get the money from the bank?
Oh, yes, said Mr. Enfield. I waited with the man until the bank opened.
Well, we all waited. The doctor, the girl's father, and I.
The little girl got her £100.
There was no problem with the check.
Oh, dear, said the lawyer.
I don't like this story at all. What do you think? Does your evil man live in the house with the door?
No, he doesn't. He gave his address at the bank. He lives in a square, not in a street.
Did you ask the man about this house?
No, I didn't. I didn't want to know. I think it's better not to ask too many questions.
I can't explain why, but sometimes I watch the door. No one goes in or out except my horrible man, and he doesn't come here very often. I don't know who lives in the house with the door. There are a lot of houses around here. It's difficult to see where one house ends and another one begins.
What's your man's name? Asked Mr. Utterson.
Hyde.
And what does he look like? Mr. Enfield thought for a minute.
I don't really know, he said. There's something I don't like about him, but I don't know what. He's a strange-looking man. Horrible. But I don't really know why.
I have another question, said the lawyer. Are you sure he used a key?
I'm certain.
You see, my dear cousin, I know the man who lives in that house. That door is the door to his laboratory. His name isn't Hyde. His name is Jekyll. Dr. Henry Jekyll.
Well, isn't that interesting?
Answered Mr. Enfield.
Jekyll was the name I saw on the check. But Hyde had a key to that door that night, and he still has a key to that door.
I know this, because I saw him use it last week.